Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murrah to talk about the latest Knoxville School Board meeting. One of the items that were on the agenda for this latest school board meeting was a listing of some assessment data. Tell us, what were some of the things that you guys found out about the trends that are going on with the Knoxville Community School District?
We have a lot of data that we take a look at and try to keep track of that, you know, throughout the school year. One of the things that we noticed is the longer students are in our system, the better they perform. So our middle school and high school students actually perform better and outperform the state average than our youngest students. And so we've been talking a lot about initiatives and programs that we really need to either implement or make some modifications for so that our preschool, our kindergarten, you know, all the way up through our third and fourth graders can have, you know, as many different opportunities for learning things that we can provide them. And looking at all of that data was one of the reasons we implemented a full summer school this summer. So we started with preschool and offered summer school all the way through high school students. We had about 180 students that participated in a six-week session, and we're really hoping that that's one of the pieces that will help our data continue to go in the right direction. We've also been doing a lot of work in math and reading because we are designated as a SINA school, and so there comes some additional resources, which is good for us, but it's also that expectation, you know, the testing results change. So we've gotten really serious about some tutoring programs and just kind of how we deliver services to our students, and things are going in the right direction. We are not satisfied yet with where they are, so we definitely have some more work to do. We were approved for an AmeriCorps reading grant, and so we will be hiring two full-time reading tutors to work with our West Elementary and North Star Elementary students this year. So we're hoping that reading tutoring is also going to make a difference for our kids.
Another thing that was discussed by the school board was the code of conduct and student handbooks. School's going to be starting this Monday. What are some things you can tell us about some of the changes that were made in those?
You know, there was really one big change, and that came about because we've had students that have kind of had what I called, you know, double jeopardy. The state of Iowa has the Boys and Girls Athletic Associations that have sanctioned sports, and the eligibility for sanctioned sports is very clear. You will sit out if you behave badly or if you have failing grades, but the non-sanctioned sports that would be things like, you know, the managers and statisticians of a team, trap shooting, bowling, cheerleading, dance, those types of activities are not sanctioned. And so if students participated in those and a sanctioned sport and they had a good conduct violation, they actually would be ineligible twice. So they would have to set out their penalty days in both their non-sanctioned activity and in their sanctioned activity, which we really didn't feel was fair. And so we tried to rewrite that policy so that if they have gone out for that sanctioned sport in the past, they're a bona fide athlete in that sport, then they would just be able to wait and do their penalty days during the sanctioned sports and not have to do it twice. So that's probably the biggest piece. The other thing is making sure that if students are brave enough to take some of those college courses, it's not going to penalize them if they drop the class or withdraw because it's just too hard. In our code of conduct policy, if a student fails a class and tries to drop a class because they're failing, that still is going to count against them on their academic eligibility. But if it is something that they're taking college level courses and they need to withdraw from that because it's not working out for them, we don't want them to be penalized in their eligibility for their athletics or their extracurricular activities. So trying to make sure that we just write that cleanly enough that students are still willing to take those academically rigorous classes, because we really do want to push our kids to, you know, try some new things and challenge themselves.
Now, where can people find out more information in regards to the assessment data as well as the code of conduct and student handbook?
On our school website, knoxville.k12.ia.us, we have all of the links there. The student handbook is under student and parent tabs, and we are going from having a student handbook in each of our buildings that was unique to one district-wide handbook. So we just will have one student handbook that will include everything for all of our kids. We're hoping it makes it more convenient for parents and kids.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murrah, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.